me leveled with you and told you the truth. I can do that. Happy to do it. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, February 5th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, snow and cold moving in across the nation. And what is the name of this storm? Cade? Something like that. No matter what the groundhog said, more snow is coming. More cases of coronavirus coming as well. We'll talk about that. And number two, the votes, at least some of them, have finally been counted in Iowa. It looks like Bernie Sanders won, but the way they do this, Mayor Pete is claiming victory as well. The big loser, Joe Biden. And number one, the president is ready to enjoy the U.S. Senate acquitting him on two articles of impeachment. It's going to happen just after 4 o'clock today. That was in the air last night for the State of the Union address. The State of the Union address, a very positive address talking about what's coming for America, what's good for America, what's working. The Democrat response, Nancy Pelosi tore the speech into pieces, shredded it behind the president when he was done with it. All for effect, all for the camera, and who cares? After 4 o'clock today, their mindless impeachment attempts are gone. Finally, well, for now, I mean, who knows, Al Green, Maxine Waters, Rashida Tlaib, that crowd, maybe they'll still be working to get an impeachment underway again. And trust me, they will. But if they do it again, it will be even worse for them. I believe November is going to be a difficult time for Democrats, because when you look at Bernie Sanders, is likely going to go win in New Hampshire, do well in Nevada, do well in South Carolina. Bernie Sanders is the guy to beat now. Mayor Pete running fast beside him, 37-year-old guy who is the mayor, was the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. That's his claim to fame. He was the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, a city that, according to people there, was not particularly well run, but that's who the Democrats are turning to. And Mike Bloomberg, of course, using truckloads of money to try to buy his way into the nomination in Milwaukee. We'll see how that plays out. But Mike Bloomberg could certainly be the guy that gets the nod. He has the money, he has the staying power, he has the ability to buy his way in, he has the ability to pay the DNC to change the rules, which they've done. We'll see how that all plays out. But let's go to a couple of the bits of sound from the State of the Union, give you a feel for it, give you a feel for it. Let's see here. Let's talk about big things, doing big things, going places we've never gone before. Planting our flag on Mars. It's the State of the Union, AV number 12. AV number 12, a new bit of sound for you for this hour, AV 12.
In reaffirming our heritage as a free nation, we must remember that America has always been a frontier nation. Now we must embrace the next frontier, America's manifest destiny in the stars. I am asking Congress to fully fund the Artemis program to ensure that the next man and the first woman on the moon will be American astronauts, using this as a launching pad to ensure that America is the first nation to plant its flag on Mars.
Other popular themes included the economy, unemployment rates, and opportunity for Americans, working to find health care that includes pre-existing conditions, focusing on the ability for children to choose the schools that best suit their needs instead of failing government schools. Let me give you one taste of that. AV bite number five, AV five, talking about opportunity zones and the opportunities they have created across this nation. AV five, go.
This is the first time that these deserving communities have seen anything like this. It's all working. Opportunity zones are helping Americans like Army veteran Tony Rankins from Cincinnati, Ohio. After struggling with drug addiction, Tony lost his job, his house, and his family. He was homeless. But then Tony found a construction company that invests in opportunity zones. He is now a top tradesman, drug-free, reunited with his family, and he is here tonight. Tony, keep up the great work, Tony.
And a really great story, this one. The guy woke up homeless in a parking lot, saw people working across the parking lot at a construction zone, had worked in construction for a number of years, didn't think they would give him a chance, but because of the demand for workers in America, they said, yeah, let's go, let's get started right now. Cleaned up his life, got his act together, put his life back together because of the great economy and the opportunities afforded to him by, well, frankly, by capitalism and free enterprise. It's created more freedom and more opportunity than any single system in world history. I want you to compare and contrast that to the Democrat response given by Michigan's governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Governor Whitmer said that it's the GOP and Donald Trump that are to blame for crumbling roads and problems with infrastructure in America. Here's part of the response from Governor Whitmer. Bite number nine. Bite nine. Go.
Everyone in this country benefits when we invest in infrastructure. Congressional Democrats have presented proposals to keep us moving forward, but President Trump and the Republicans in the Senate are blocking the path. When it comes to infrastructure, Monty has tried to do more with a shovel and a pile of dirt than the Republicans in D.C. have with the Oval Office and the U.S. Senate.
So there's part of your message from Governor Whitmer, and let's see, we'll take one more from her. Let's talk about American workers are hurting, according to the governor of Michigan. Bite number 11 from Gretchen Whitmer. Bite 11. Go. Not making it to bite 11. All right. Skip bite 11. The point being is it was a not a positive response to what was a fairly positive speech in my estimation. So the governor of Michigan brought to the stage by the Democrats because they so desperately need Michigan. The same reason the Democrat convention is being held in Milwaukee in July. The Democrats desperately need to get Milwaukee to go their way so Wisconsin will go their way. They feel the same way around about Michigan. The problem is when you look at the economy and you look at the truth about what's going on and you look at this president saying the best is yet to come, most people are feeling that. Most people can look around and say, you know what? My investments are doing great. More than half of America now invested in the stock market, which, by the way, is going way up today. The stock market is going to go way up today. Again, over 29,000 on the Dow. And as we look at that, you see people are getting better jobs, more opportunities. So when the Democrats come out and say the economy's bad, which is basically their message, people are like, no. No, it's not. It's in pretty good shape. It's in better shape in Michigan today than probably at any time in my lifetime. And it's because of the policies of this president primarily that have brought us here. Lowering of taxes, lowering of registration and restrictions and things that would slow us down. The regulations are being pushed out of the way. And it creates real opportunity and real opportunity for growth. So the negative message, I will dismiss it out of hand. All right. Julie Gundlach next. Then Dan Kildee, the chief deputy whip of the House Democratic Caucus, will be with us to talk about the State of the Union and the end of impeachment on the Steve Gruber Show.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Here's a bright idea. Get to your Roxor dealer today for $1,000 off a 2019 Roxor. Plus, a no-cost 40-inch KC LED light bar with its box steel frame and powerful turbo diesel engine. Roxor is a side-by-side workhorse that's ready to tackle every job you throw at it. Plus, you won't have to stop working when the sun goes down. For complete details, visit RoxorOffroad.com to find your local dealer.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.